Today, be'ez Hashem, we learn the Avchav of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we're learning about include Sheimu Edes Lechel Harola. One is fully liable if his animal eats food that is suitable for its diet, and even for Achila Al De'at Chak, food that it only eats out of necessity. Sheim B'Shus Harabim. One is not liable for Sheim B'Shus Harabim. The Gemara discusses several related scenarios and debates whether they are considered Rishus HaNizik or Rishus HaRabim, including Al-Gabe Chaverta, food on an animal's back, and Mizgalgal Va'asi, food that the animal takes from the Rishus HaNizik but eats in the Rishus HaRabim. However, although one does not pay damages for Sheim B'Shus HaRabim, Mishalem is Mashanenis, he does have to pay for the benefit he derives from saving himself the need to feed his animal. The Gemara discusses how to evaluate this cost. The Gemara also discusses other examples of paying for hana, such as hadar b'chatzah chaveri shalom edaitai. If someone lives in another's house without his knowledge, the Gemara debates whether he is obligated to pay rent. This may depend whether basic kaimel agar, the house is ordinarily rented out, and so zechaser, he incurs a loss, and gavro ovid lemeger, if the fellow would otherwise rent a different house, and so zenene, he benefits. Hamashan uvo'achar b'shinaba. The Gemara debates whether one is exempt for damaging objects that were left accessible for damage in an unusual manner.